Ultimate underscore GDPR underscore protection level equals 4. As you're all well aware with now, I was homeless, and as the final chapter, I want to share some very, very important life lessons I learned from my experiences being homeless. Covering both positive and negative effects this had on me. What I learned from being homeless. Not everyone homeless is an addict. The homeless are your elders, children, war veterans, people who have come into financial difficulties. Your old neighbor. Anyone can become homeless. The biggest lesson I learned was I can never judge upon a homeless person again. Take the time to learn their stories. It will really open your eyes. I learned a lot about myself, being alone and spending so much time in the woods. I had no choice but to reflect on the past and future versions of myself. It was a very critical time in my life, and I was very harsh about the decisions I had made prior to becoming homeless, and made plans for my life after being homeless. I learned the powers of nature, the woods being the place I chose to spend my homeless days. I never used to like going out, or even the idea of camping, but being homeless forced me out of that comfort zone, and it enabled me to really reflect. As of recently, I've not had much chance to reflect, at least not in the woods. But if you're stressed or lost in life, please consider spending a night or day in the woods. There is something magical and healing about it. I started to realize the reason for my drug abuse and addictive behaviors. It was a mask. We all have bad experiences and things we want to forget in life. And drugs do an amazing job of hiding it. But what it does not do is heal it. This goes for pharmaceuticals as well as illegal drugs. As a nation, we should find new ways of managing our emotions and traumas. Friends, family, there was a small group of people at the time who was always there for me during homelessness. At the time, not many of you knew, just close friends and family. I want to say thank you to the small group of friends who checked up on me daily. Brought me food, made sure I was capable of lighting the fire, and helping me to lift my general well-being, even though you were fighting your own battles too. I also want to thank those family members who were able to put up with me being stubborn and the refusals for your hands to help. The thing is, during this time I was still struggling and prone for a repeat. My mum making me homeless was the push I needed to make drastic changes. And I did not want to hurt any of you again. And as you know, I had a goal, one I fought for and achieved. I got my independence back. I got away from the drugs, my home, a job and a loving partner. I look back and think, would this be possible without the move my mum put in place? She was not just protecting my siblings, but looking out for my best interest. However harshly it was done, it was the right move for me. Survival is not easy. But when put in a situation that needed its key, I learned a lot about plants, survival in the winter, fire starting and general first aid out in the wild. Being homeless is dog-eat-dog. The meaning of dog-eat-dog is something or some situation in which there is fierce, ruthless competition. And being homeless taught me it's rough. Not only because of general public putting you down, and sometimes attacking you, ridiculing you, but your biggest enemies being homeless is another homeless person. Be careful who you trust. Some people are there only to take advantage and stab you in the back. Lonely, I've mentioned about being alone a lot of the time. Let me explain what may be the first time publicly. When I first became homeless, I did not tell anyone close to me. It just happened. I remember spending the first month in the woods totally alone. I would wake up, take my hit and sleep. This may have been my addiction, but during the latter days, I was more aware that I really isolated myself during the early days. And this was because I was depressed and ashamed of my situation. Don't be a stubborn person, especially when homeless. Those times when people want to help you. Even as a stubborn person who doesn't want to take any help, you should really cherish those few people who generally care and offer a hand. It's hard to find these sort of people when you're homeless, but when you do, don't turn it down. It's okay to get help. Read other stories regarding my homeless experiences, being homeless aged 18. My life stories 003, 1 of 3. From homeless to homeowner, my journey, overview. Thanks for reading the final post regarding my homeless experiences. Thank you for following along my journey. It has been a pleasure to share this with you and to have received all the amazing comments. You always help inspire me to write more stories. If you've managed to get this far, I want to thank you personally and would appreciate if you helped me reach new audiences. My aim for 2020 is to get my message further out there. I would be very thankful if you could share this post in groups and on your personal social media sites. Thank you once again for everything. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.